So, you were the one that kind of motivated the whole watching of Saw 1 and 2. What inspired you to want to see these fine films?
Just the whole overall look and the concept, I think, was kind of original.
The idea of people being trapped and forced to deal with some kind of a mastermind-like character.
And you start to... I mean, at first it was kind of a joke, actually, but then when you get into, like, the first Saw movie, especially, you realize, I mean, that he never actually, you know, kills anybody.
That is true. Yeah. You do bring up an interesting point, that he puts them in these scenarios where if they just calm down and figured it out, they would... Most likely, it's like a puzzle. They can solve the problem.
Yep.
Well, do you want to discuss the merits of Sergeant Murtaugh being in the first one, being even more too old for this shit?
Murtaugh. I don't know if he was playing the same character or not. What do you think he was?
He was a detective, and he was Danny Glover, so, universe, might as well.
And does that apply to Beverly Mitchell's character from Seventh Heaven? Is that
in the second one? Yeah. I still cannot figure out what value she had in that movie whatsoever. Except to be vomiting in the corner.
Was she Lucy from Seventh Heaven, though? Or was she?
I'd like to think that she was in some kind of alternate Elseworlds kind of universe.
That makes it worth your while.
So you were saying earlier that you wanted to compare the second Saw film with the second Godfather film. What brought that about?
Well, it shows some of the older the like origins of Saw. And his work and the start of it, kind of like in Godfather 2, kind of jumps back.
They draw that parallel with De Niro as the younger Vito.
Yeah, and shows how he got started with the car crash and stuff. And then it also shows, like, you know, him bringing somebody up through the ranks to train them to continue his work, you know, after he passes on.
So you get the parallelism of the original Jigsaw with this new apprentice character.
And it shows some of his older work from you know, in flashback form and kind of, you know, the... This is how torturing people Saw style was back in the day, and this is how it is now. Kind of like
sort of an evolution
the
of the work.
Generational gap, yeah.
There's sort of a modernism to the original Saw work, and then kind of a postmodernism.
But other than
going
that, I mean,
all in all,
I think that Saw 2, the storyline was a little shallower, was a little bit weaker than Saw 1. I kind of saw through all the
no pun intended there,
plot,
right?
The plot, devices. No pun intended. Actually, I didn't.
Did you?
I worked on that pun for a while.
The issue, okay, so pun intended, definitely, in this case.
It took me a while. What I did know is that he had outsmarted them all, because you knew from the first one, you knew that...
You know Jigsaw is
like
going to be
how the key was in
the
bathtub, and he was in the room the whole time, and all that, and he kind of just, like, he knew where people would draw lines, and he knew where they wouldn't, and he knew what they would do and wouldn't do. And he just played
and,
that,
and
that,
he had it
work.
More on the timeline. He knew if pushed to a certain point, this person will eventually do that.
And he had the camera set up. He had them routed to a different house. So then they all found when they all traced it, they went somewhere.
Definitely, definitely some techno kind of cyberpunk, if you will, elements to the second Saw movie that was not present in the first one.
Yeah, and I honestly, I mean, I can't think of how he can top that in Saw 3.
I mean, the shenanigans of the apparatus.
Yeah.
I mean, how is it going to go? Is it going to become more technological? Is it going to become more computer-based? And is there going to be artificial intelligence involved? Or will it be more of retro? Will it go back to the more industrial, you know, rusted metal cages and the like?
I think you got to have that. Otherwise, it's not a Saw movie.
Exactly. You need that industrial melded with the cyberpunk and stuff in order for it to really work. Anything based on the first and second one? You mentioned you thought the second one as a plot and as a general structure wasn't as good as the first. Well, I'm inclined to agree.
It also, the second one had, there were certain things in the second one that weren't that clever. I mean, there was like the guy, what was the guy's name? They got stuck in the furnace.
Yeah, I don't even remember his name. It was so unclever, like, right down to the character names.
His name, it was one of those classic hobo names, though. It's like,
yeah.
And then the one guy that made, like, the hobo get in there because he didn't want
to
do it.
His name was, like, Enos or something to that effect.
Something like that. But it just, you know, you see that stuff coming. It's like, oh, you're going to get trapped in there and you're going to burn him alive.
And they're going to kick in the Saw music and the fast-speed head shake the camera work.
Or undercrank the camera.
yeah, the dun-dun-dun, dun-dun-dun. That's primarily what I'm looking forward to in the third one, is those undercrank the camera, dun-dun-dun, dun-dun-dun moments.
I wonder if we can buy the soundtrack.
I'm sure that the soundtrack might be available, or might be inspired by a soundtrack that's just a bunch of hip-hop
Maybe it's
artists.
Like 40 minutes of just done.
Oh, I doubt that. Yeah, that would be the score, as opposed to the soundtrack, which would be the inspired by, you know, like a couple tracks by Exhibit and Coolio and stuff. about the greatness of Saul.
Yeah. Hopefully Saw 3 is not like Godfather 3. That's all I can say. Hopefully it's more like Return of the Jedi.
But with saws instead of lightsabers. like a skill saw versus skill saw fight. I think that would be awesome.
That would be awesome, yeah.
That almost trumps the sledgehammer fight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And like, we haven't seen this movie yet, but if I was going to do it, we pretty much think he's dying or dead.
Yeah, well, he's been dying since the beginning of the first movie, yeah.
But now, I mean, yeah, it's
return, motivates his work. It's his modus operandi, his own terminal illness.
Return of the Saw. He comes back better than ever.
Yeah.
New ideas, stronger, faster, more government grants.
In Jigsaw's case, he legitimately wants the people to figure out things and get out. I think he wants them to reaffirm. He wants it to be a life reaffirming event. Saw 1 and 2. The second one, not as good as the first one. My expectations aren't too high for the third one. So we're going to go ahead and watch Saw 3 now.
I hope we get a lot of flashbacks from the earlier work of Saw.
I haven't seen the first one or the second one in a while.
What happened to Murtaugh? I mean, at the end.
Didn't he die?
He gets like stabbed or something, and he gets left in the warehouse or something. And then what happens to the guy that starts crawling out of the warehouse that cuts his leg off?
We're supposed to assume that guy bleeds to death. Don't we see his body in the second one?
So you're right. Yeah, because it was like a huge-ass warehouse and he would never have been able to crawl out of there.
And it was out in the woods. It was out like it was out like where they shot all those episodes of the A-Team or something.
Yeah.
Okay. Right. So we're going to take a break from the podcast for a moment here and watch Saw 3. Seem like moments to you. But for us, it'll be, a lifetime. And we are back. We have just viewed Saw 3, so anyone listening should be forewarned that there will definitely be spoiler alert or spoilers in terms of Saw 3. So let me see here. I made a few notes about the movie while we were watching. First thing I noted is that the schemes are just unfair and that the work is not the same. By work, I mean it's not a puzzle that has a solution that requires sacrifice and is, in the end, some sort of life reaffirming event. They're just plain murder schemes, and that does come back later. But first, I'd like to talk about the trailers. There was a lot of trailers. Most of them were pretty crappy.
Yeah.
Because they were for Saw 1 and 2, the extended cuts. No, this double dipping DVD stuff has just got to stop. I mean,
except for with the Punisher.
Yeah, the Punisher. 17 extra minutes of Punisher. I mean, is it going to be more John Travolta just being
throwing his wife off a bridge?
Awful and throwing his wife off a bridge? Or more like punishment? I don't really know. I also wanted to note that, okay, so in Saw 3, it seems like he's definitely getting much more judgmental about the people. Like, he's done some research, but he starts getting all psychoanalytical about them.
I disagree with you there. He's always... had a pretty good standard, I think.
You think he's not just like, oh, and you probably think this about this situation, and that's how you're doing it. It seems like he's projecting some of his own, I think, anxiety and own frustration with his own illness into these people sometimes, and I feel like that's just not necessarily fair. Biggest problem I had with the film is there's no real protagonist. I mean, it does make it kind of interesting, because in this one, rather than in the second one, which was much more, and the first one, which had a whole procedural police officer, detective, solving a mystery element, this one had nothing like that. At the beginning, there was a little bit of it, and we got some Costas Mandalore, but then nothing. He didn't come back. There was sort of a closure on the events of the second one, and that was that. And I felt kind of ripped off there, because the first two...
There was closure on the first one, too.
Yeah, but the first two had like a protagonist. They had this detective trying to solve the problem. This one, there was no real protagonist. It was just...
Well, it's the guy... It was like, the guy and the woman, the husband and wife trying to...
They weren't protagonists because they weren't self-active. They weren't solving the problem themselves. They were put in these situations and being pushed along by Jigsaw. I suppose the most conflicting relationship in the whole movie then would be Jigsaw and his apprentice Amanda, which I felt was resolved in a pretty effective, if not a Saw-rific way, I'll just say.
I suppose.
So 17 minutes into the film is when kind of everything has been wrapped up and we're starting Saw, what would be Saw 3 proper. Saw 2 has now officially been sort of wrapped up. As you remember, it was a big cliffhanger with Donnie Wahlberg, and what was he going to do? Was he going to, you know, cut his leg off or whatever? And I won't bother spoiling that because that comes back later. But one problem I had with the film is the way that it's stylized does not effectively differentiate the world of Saw, this dark, gruesome, kind of orange, rotten, very much a reminiscent of the film Seven look. Because 17 minutes in, when we're kind of in a calmer place starting a new movie, it's kind of like a soap opera a little bit, but the lighting and the design, the set design is exactly the same as if you were in the middle of like one of these Saw rooms where there's implementations and stuff. I don't feel like you get that differentiation. It's like the whole world is this oversaturated place that doesn't feel so it takes away from the creepiness or the horror factor of the Saw environment. So that's a problem I had with just the way the movie is done, is that it's lit the same all the way through. The main female character, this doctor, she was wearing what I claim to be a dude watch.
Definitely not a dude watch.
Well, it was a big watch. No, it wasn't
the band
feminine.
Was extremely small.
The band was not small. You just didn't see that one part. Anyway, for
some reason it
stood out.
It.
It took me out of the movie that she was wearing a dude watch. It was like a Navy SEAL like watch.
You're making that shit up, dude.
No, and it didn't make any sense. Okay. Yeah, Saw brings up, once again, because it's another doctor character, like in the first one, he brings up this sort of distant, bitter, lack of bedside manner on the part of the doctor, and that's part of his problem, is that, oh, you're, you know, so no good about things. Sort of the secondary plot, or the B plot, if you will, subplot, is that this guy has to make it through these rooms, and The rooms are kind of clever.
In my opinion, I saw right through that plot.
Yeah.
You get it?
yeah. Back to the Saw puns.
Hey, guys.
Yeah?
Me and Mom are going to go down to the bar for a few minutes.
Fantastic. Okay, so Lane and Susan are going down to the bar. Yeah, so the first room was like a cold room, and that was pretty clever and kind of cool. But then I thought they would go with a theme like the Four Seasons type situation. Yeah, in the Saw Hotel, the Four Seasons. Get it? Another pun there. You know, maybe, yeah, but then the next one was pig guts. So I'm like, that doesn't represent autumn. I mean, the cold, okay, that's winter. And if there was one that had to do with fire?
No. Well, yeah, there was in the pig guts one, they had
the incinerator. But that really didn't have to do. That didn't play proper. Anyway, so that was kind of like thematically missing something. And I mean, the traps were kind of clever. There was one where some guy was going to be drowned in pig refuse from, and that was kind of cool. If you know, but I don't know. It kind of felt like I wanted it to be like Game of Death, where the levels got more complicated, more crazy. But it didn't play like that Bruce Lee movie. There was no Kareem Abdul-Jabbar to fight at the end, which I was kind of banking on, even though he's getting kind of old. So the main plot ends up playing a lot like a medical drama. It's like a lot more kind of crying and angstiness than you'd expect from a normal Saw movie. And a lot more staying with Jigsaw and his sort of suffering. It's almost like an expose on a human being going through like the last moments of life.
It was pretty weak. I think they repeated a lot of points that they've already made in previous movies.
They did definitely repeat, but I'm glad that they sort of elaborated on those plots.
Yeah.
I mean, he was forced to face by his apprentice this concept of sort of like, well, you're just killing people, and he's like, well, I'm not a murderer. You know, I despise murderers. But clearly, it just, I don't know. The nihilism being brought up by the apprentice made some sense. I like that. That whole, like, well, these people aren't changed by what you do. They just, you know, because people aren't changed by traumatic events. I mean, traumatic events might shock you into being something a little differently, but really it's not a permanent change.
That's kind of like saying pain don't hurt.
Well, pain, how about this? Pain don't hurt forever. And, like, change is change. And, you know, I mean, existence precedes essence. You got to believe that people are what they do. And so just because you do good for a while doesn't mean you're going to keep doing good. Because eventually you're going to get over whatever bad thing you did that makes you feel guilty. And, I mean, you know, it's a more complex process than just put people through some trauma and expect them to wise up or whatever this general Saw motif is. The whole ending with kind of a pseudo-Mexican standoff, it played pretty good, I thought. And they did bring the soundtrack. They did bring the, you know, dun-dun-dun.
I saw right through that ending.
Oh, nice. Nice. Okay. So I thought it was, all in all, I thought it was a better movie than the second one.
Oh, no way.
You disagree? You think it was worse? So you think that the decline in Saw quality has just maintained itself? Yeah. I'm inclined to say that it's better than.
No, you don't know what you're talking about. You think it was a Man Watch? I mean, if it wasn't a Man Watch, would it have been a better movie?
Man Watch. What?
You were out Man Watching this morning, right?
What?
You said you had a Man Watch on.
Oh yeah. Well, it would have been a much better movie without the Man Watch.
Yeah, it wasn't the Man Watch.
I thought it was like Man Witch. I'm like, huh? What? and so really, I don't know. I think it was a better movie than the second one, but I don't know if that's
saying
much.
You gonna give it 2 thumbs up?
No, let's see. If I were to rate it on a saw based system, let's say
give it 4 saws.
So yeah, where the first one would get, well, the first one would have to be considered the maximum amount. So let's say the first one gets 2 saws.
That's the maximum.
The maximum amount is 2 saws in a 4 saw system, and remember that it's possible to get the maximum amount. So okay, so you get it. Maybe the extended cut we saw the commercial for, maybe that one would get like 2.5 saws. I don't know. So I'm inclined to give it 1.25 saws for Saw 3. And Saw 2, I would give like 3/4 of a saw. Or just like one really, really dull saw.
Oh, man.
So, I mean, if you're a purist, if you're like a Saw, like, continuity junkie like I am, then you'll definitely want to see this movie because it does wrap up a lot of stuff. It does answer a lot of stuff. It gives you 2 kinds of flashbacks, which is what I love. Flashbacks of things you have not seen that happened, like, all the way back to before the first movie even. So you really get that kind of, like, integrated, built-in backstory that helps you kind of, like, flesh out and get what's going on in the whole process.
I wonder
process.
If they made this movie at the same time that they made the second one.
I would imagine that they were at least working on it. Just like I'd imagine they're working on the fourth one already. Which, you know, I don't know. The fourth one, I think it's gonna be a stretch to pull this off for one more because of what happens at the end. And I said spoiler alert, but I'm not going to completely spoil the movie because that's pointless.
Jigsaw gets sawed in half.
He doesn't get sawed in half. That's a lie. But I forget what I was going with. Oh, yes, and the other form of flashback, aside from the one of stuff you haven't seen that happened in the past, is the one of stuff you just saw that happened earlier in the movie, in some cases, like, a minute ago. That's fantastic when, you know, you get to see, hey, that just happened. Okay. Fantastic. All in all, Saw 3, great if you're a Saw purist. I think Saw 4 is going to be a lot like Alien 4. It's just going to be like, you know what, we didn't need it.
Not gonna be Saw canon.
No, I wouldn't count it as Saw canon. I mean, I think
you haven't seen it yet. Have you fucking made it yet, dude?
I'm sure they've already made it.
No, you haven't seen it.
Yeah, but I'm working on what I know already based on the Saw material that I've already absorbed. You know.
Cool.
Okay, so that has been our first analysis of a trilogy, even though it might end up being 4. But much like Alien, I'll count it as a trilogy. Do you feel that it represented what you wanted in terms of a Return of the Jedi, or was it more like a Godfather 3?
It was more of a Godfather 3. I was waiting for Saw to, and when I say Saw, I'm referring to Jigsaw. I was waiting for him to come out of his, like, you know, medical bed and, like, start doing being Saw again.
You wanted it to be a hands-on Jigsaw. Yeah. You wanted so much. Because you cared so much about this Jigsaw character, John, that you wanted him to get better so that then he could continue his work.
Yeah, and I mean, and I didn't like the whole, I mean, I, you know, the apprentice wasn't doing it right and stuff, and I don't know, I just...
I like the fact, though, that he did make that point.
I mean, I wanted to see meat and potatoes Saw, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Just bare bones, like, this is what Saw is about, you know? It's a puzzle. You can solve it.
If it had different actors and a different name, it could have been something.
Better actors, maybe. I don't think there was any real name actors in it all. Yeah, it was kind of all like a lot of reacting. And they say acting is reacting, but it was like all reacting.
If they had sets and stuff.
I mean, yeah. And maybe a little more complexity in the lighting scheme to, you know, this is different than that. not just like, oh, blue filters because it's the cold room. I don't know, though. I still think as a whole it stands up better than the second one, which was much more procedural, but I would have liked some kind of a procedural cop aspect to it, especially because at the beginning they're giving you that bit and then it's
the whole actual Saw thing takes place in about an hour or two.
Yeah, it definitely has that kind of Jack Bauer 24 aspect to it, where it's like you're watching the clock and everything. I think would have worked a lot better. There could have been the only ticking time bomb, if you will, in this Saw was the knowledge that Jigsaw was going to be dying.
I thought we were over with this. Are we still talking?
Yeah, we're still talking, but we're over.